Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Thank you, and welcome on board the program. For some reason, I'm not hearing myself. Oh, there we go. Thank you, Rob, for turning that up. You know, normally Mark doesn't turn on my microphones. This is the first time you haven't done it, Rob, so...
Your mic was on.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Sorry. Apparently, it wasn't turned up loud enough.
Turned up loud enough. Yes. All right, well, there are some people who would be happy to shut my mic off permanently, so... Thank you very much for bringing us on board this morning onto the program. Mark Lawrence taking a day off, so Chris Elio is here with me.
Yes.
Chris is a self-proclaimed snowflake, and he calls himself that. I don't normally call him that.
Unless I'm all
he
good calls for that.
But On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at www.sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free hotline is open. This is an open phones day. Lots to discuss. Call us at 1-800-795-9565 or email us at onthemark@wkok.com. You can text us at 70236. On the Mark, as I said, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out more about them at www.sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspections, and nitrogen for tires. And they're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. till 6 p.m., Saturday, 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. The Sunbury Motor Company sells Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln cars, and they are the premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks and all sizes of trucks. They're also a master towing service with decades of experience. So, yesterday, so much going on, the president released the transcript of his first call, or the first call that they wanted to know about, with the Ukrainian president. And while it did ask them to look into Joe Biden, let me ask you a question. As a fair-minded person, I know you're a liberal, but you're a fair-minded person.
I try to be.
Do you find it interesting that the Democrats and the people on the left, President Trump, someone stays at a Trump hotel who works for the government. They want a thorough investigation. The president is enriching himself at taxpayers' expense.
Mm-hmm.
Yet Joe Biden flies his son to the Ukraine on Air Force Two, and he comes away with a $50,000 a month job, and nobody on the left thinks that's worth taking a look at.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to agree with you. I honestly, until you said that, didn't know that that was the inquiry that they were looking into. They shouldn't be flying their kids around on the American taxpayers' dime to get them jobs. If the kid would have went over there on his own and got his own job, so be it, right? However, like it's almost like it's that whataboutism thing again. Like, we're going back to that. Like, why is the president of the United States asking a foreign leader to look into, not if it was just a regular citizen, that would be a problem in its own right, but now it's a political opponent. Like, why is he doing that? And then comes the question of why did he have to say, well, let's just remember how much aid we give you. You know, it's almost like, oh, I understand that what I'm doing, but what about them? What about them?
And but that's he did. A problem. He made it clear yesterday. Investigate me if you want to, but let's investigate Biden too.
I agree with that.
At the same time,
if we're going to do both, then let's do that. That's fine.
But the Democrats have no interest in investigating Joe Biden or anything related to him. And yet, I understand in the polls this morning, Biden has now slipped to second place nationally behind Elizabeth Warren.
He's going to fade. And that's a whole different story for a whole different day. Honestly, because I think, again, it's the same thing with, still talking about Hillary and pointing fingers at what Obama did versus what Trump's doing now. Like, it doesn't matter. It's all about what is Trump doing now,
but
with his
office,
with his position in this country.
He's using it, Chris,
for his personal gain.
Listen for just one second. You can't say that what happened in past administrations doesn't matter. It does, because one of the things that Democrats are charging Trump is, well, he's not as good a president as other presidents have been. Everything in the presidency is precedent.
That's not
what former presidents did, how they did it, why they did it.
But no one would try to impeach a president because he wasn't as good as the last one.
But
no one would try and, like, you know, you can say the words all you want. Like, I don't care if Nancy Pelosi comes out and says, I don't think President Trump is doing as good a job as Obama, but that's not what she's saying. She's saying, or the Democrats are saying, he needs to be removed from office because what he's doing is damaging our country.
How?
Well, if he's calling foreign leaders and saying, using his power of what we do for them to gain personal gain over an opponent,
that's wrong. But the president of the Ukraine said there was no attempt to influence him. No, there was no quid pro quo requested or even suggested.
So let me put it to you: if there was a much larger person or someone who could wield some measure of power over you, and then they propped you up in public in front of other people and said, listen, this is what happened. And if you don't say what I say, tell you to say, there's going to be bigger issues. Do you mean, like, I understand that it's a lot of speculation on both sides. That's why investigations are important, because it's a speculation. It's highly speculative. I don't know if the Ukrainian president is being truthful, because if President Trump got on the phone and said, hey, we give you a ton of aid, so because we give you a ton of aid, you need to investigate this guy because that's what I'm telling you to do.
But he was also talking about corruption generally in the Ukraine, which has been a hotbed of corruption.
Right, but
everybody admits that.
But how am I going to trust that the Ukrainian president is going to come out in public and say, especially if Trump is questioning the Ukrainian government for corruption in the first place, how am I going to trust the Ukrainian president to say...
You could look at it that way, but you could also look at it this way. The president saying, hey, listen, I realize that corruption's been a problem with you folks, and we may have contributed to it. One of our leading political figures said he came over there with his son. His son walked away with a $50,000 a month job. You know, maybe you ought to take a look at that.
Sure.
Would that be wrong?
Absolutely. No, not at all. I would totally be in favor of that. Hey, if we're going to investigate it, we might as well do it from top to bottom. I'm not against that. Like, here's the thing. Like, I may be a liberal. I may be a snowflake. I would vote Democrat today. Like, that all is true. However, you know, people have pointed out in the past, like with the border stuff, well, Obama did this, Obama did that. I thought it was wrong then too, and I think it's wrong now. What Obama did with deportation, I thought it was wrong then, and I think it's wrong now. It doesn't matter who does it. It's just a matter of who is doing it. So that's why I don't like the idea.
You lost me there. It doesn't matter who did it. It's who's doing it.
Well, yeah, it doesn't. Well, it mattered at the time then, and it matters now too. It hasn't changed. It's only gotten worse, and it's gotten significantly worse under this president. That was just an example. I don't want to splinter off into a different conversation.
But I believe you believe the president should be impeached.
That's a tough one, only because I think strategically it's a bad move right now. But I think if he wins in 2020, yes, he should be impeached.
So in other words, let him go now. But if he wins, let's get rid of him.
Because you're gonna waste your shot.
All right.
Strategically, politically, they're going to waste their shot, because what's going to happen is they're going to go and if they go ahead and do this now, it's going to play itself out before the 2020 election. And if he winds up not being impeached and not being removed, you are only creating a martyr. You're emboldening his base and everything. You're emboldening him, and he will win. However, I still believe that the Democrats will win the Senate, but they will waste their shot, because after that, they can't impeach him, and then so on and so forth.
Okay. Well, we have an email from Tom this morning. I'm not surprised at the line Tom's taking. He says, wow, I thought the sequel of this Trump scandal was even better than the original, as reported by the news. I guess the White House couldn't find a way to cover this up with the evidence and pressure mounting. I was very surprised at how candid their transcript really was. This, however, is only the tip of the iceberg. Should be an hilarious show today. I can't wait for the far, far right's interpretation on this transcript. I'm sure that Hannity, Limbaugh, and others have filled their heads with conspiracy theories galore. Will we hear about the dirty dossier, emails, Benghazi, uranium, FISA warrants, and the other far-right pet peeves? You can count on it. Looks like cover-up Bill Barr, ruthless Rudy Giuliani, and many others may be in for some hot water as well. How high will the fog, Master Joe, turn up the fog machine? How high will the fog, Master Joe? You threw me there, Tom. You put a comma between Fogmaster and Joe, and there shouldn't be one if you're referring to me. Okay. How high will the Fogmaster Joe turn up the fog machine today? Stay tuned. Anyone ever notice the Republicans do the work of the devil in the name of Jesus? Well, there's a condemnation if I ever heard one.
With roughly 85,000 question marks.
It's 1-800-795-9565 if you want to weigh in. Excuse me here. I got to go turn up the fog machine a little higher. But, you know, there may well be. I thought one of the Republicans said it very well. It's not impeachable, but it's ill-advised. And I agree with that. And it's the same thing I felt about Bill Clinton. He lied under oath, which would be an impeachable offense. It's mm-hmm. a high crime or a misdemeanor.
Right.
But should he have been impeached for it? No, I don't think he should.
Probably not. I mean, and again, and I'll be the first person to say, like, I was a teenager when Bill Clinton was president, and he was a contemptible person. Like, he's just not a good person.
He was a good president, though, I think.
He was good for what he did. Yeah, absolutely. But he was a bad person. He abused his power. Over women specifically, he was just not a good person, and that's fine. So I don't have a problem with Donald Trump being a bad person. I'm okay with that. As a matter of fact, after the way he treated the 16-year-old girl this week, I understand how bad
she was. A nice girl and hopefully looking forward to a nice life.
Oh my God! Please don't spin it that way.
That's what he said.
That's the most like.
You think he meant something else. I'm assuming the man meant what he said.
Why would you assume that? There's zero reason to assume that he means like the words. It was clearly sarcasm. If you heard anything the girl said at all, if you listened to it at all.
You mean the trained actress.
Oh, my God. Oh, Joe McGranahan. I can't have this conversation.
Well, she is. She's a trained actress.
Oh, yeah. She's a trained actress. She's got Asperger's. I don't know if you noticed that.
I know, but that's not an indication. As I said on the program the other day when we discussed this, Asperger's doesn't mean you can't be an intelligent person.
No,
it just means
that's
you
not
have
what
some
I'm
social
suggesting
issues.
At all. That's not what I'm suggesting at all. I'm suggesting that what capacity to lie would she have? Why would she have that? Like, she's not even from here. She's not even from here. Like, so what reason does she have
to? Well, should we impeach him for that? He was mean to a 16-year-old
girl. No, I didn't say we should impeach him. He's just a horrible person.
Why?
He's just a bad person.
She attacked him.
She attacked his policy. She attacked the way that he's going about ruining this earth.
And he attacked her on the same basis.
No, he attacked her personally.
But I don't think he attacked her. I think he said he seems like a lovely young lady who's looking forward to a very good life.
I think you got those Donald Trump glasses on, sir.
Well, we got to take a quick break.
The orange glasses.
But before we do, we'll read an email here that we got in. He says, I am so sick of these liberals that spout that Trump is ruining our country. When asked how, the answer is always if he did something.
Nope.
When he does it, then say he is ruining our country. There is never an answer to what he has done wrong. Till then, quit living in your liberal fantasy world and join the greatness called America.
I'll give you a whole list.
We'll take a quick break. We invite your calls, 1-800-795-9565. The Democrats want to impeach Trump. Did yesterday give them more ammunition or not? Give us a call and let us know how you feel.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle's worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
The stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation support enhancing the evangelical experience. Here's what Evangelical Community Hospital means to some of our neighbors.
My name is Chris Pfeiffer, campaign committee member and local business owner. My experience with Evangelical started 17 years ago. Had to spend some time in the hospital. Throughout my experience, I spent almost a year and a half in the IV infusion department. Just made my experience there so much nicer. The ladies were awesome. And now with the new campaign, the idea to have personalized rooms is just phenomenal, in my opinion. I think the healing process and also the privacy, pretty much personal, 100% patient satisfaction, which is paramount.
Join us in supporting this campaign that will give every patient a private room. Visit evanhospital.com.
Yeah, so much rhythm. Babysitting your kids while they play the jazziest jazz I've ever heard jazzed is totally fine. But what's actually frustrating is the check you're handing me and the days it will take to clear. Next time, just send me money with Zelle.
Night out better. Pay your sitter easily with Zelle. Look for Zelle in your banking app.
Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle. Zelle is an early warning services trademark.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones. Phillies in action today. Back tomorrow from Maryland. 3 to 5 News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. With me is Chris Elio. Mark Lawrence taking the day off. One of our texters weighs in and says, Trump will win in 2020. No question. Tom, Trump is trying to cover up things by releasing the transcripts of the phone call to the Ukraine. Does that make him as bad at covering stuff up as him being a racist? Well, Tom, does it? By your standards, he's doing terrible at both.
Actually, I think he's a really good racist. I think President Trump's a tremendous racist. I think he will also win in 2020. I hate to say that, but I agree.
Well, how? He's going to be impeached for these high crimes and misdemeanors you're alleging he committed.
That's a bad move. It's just a bad, it's a bad strategic move.
What was fascinating this morning is they took a cut from Nancy Pelosi during the Clinton impeachment trial, where she's saying exactly the same things the Republicans are saying about Trump now.
Right.
That, you know, that the Republicans back then were punishing him, you know, trying to make him look bad, doing all these terrible things to him. And that's what the Republicans are saying now.
But to be
is this just payback? In other words, the Democrats waiting all this time for somebody they could impeach, just like the Republicans impeached Bill Clinton,
no,
which, again, I think was a terrible mistake.
I mean, I objectively, I try to look at things objectively, and what Bill Clinton did lying under oath is far less damaging to this country than what they're accusing Trump of doing. Now, that's why investigations are important. But if it's true that President Trump went to the Ukraine president and said, hey, we help you with a lot, and you need to help me with this now, investigate my political rival, because we help you a lot, with the idea, even giving an inkling of the idea that we're going to withhold aid from an ally, because, you know, to help his political gain, That's significantly worse than lying for getting a, you know, a sexual favor in the Oval Office.
What's the difference between that and Hillary Clinton going to a British spy and paying to have the Steele dossier created? What's the difference? That's a foreign country.
She wasn't the president of the United States.
But she was trying to be one. Oh, so in other words, it's okay
difference.
For Joe Biden to do stuff that's damaging to Donald Trump because he's not the president, but the president can't do stuff to Joe Biden because he's the president.
Absolutely.
What sense does that
make? Absolutely, number one, yes, that's true. Absolutely, without a doubt. It would definitely be way more appropriate for me to try and dig up dirt on the president than the president to try and dig up dirt on me.
Well, each of them has taken the same oath of office. Each of them took exactly the same oath, except the vice president instead of president.
But Hillary Clinton supposedly, which was never proven, but she supposedly did this as a candidate, not a president, or not even a
Do you realize how ridiculous that is, to say that we're going to play a political game, and you can play it because you're not the president, but I can't play it because
how
I am?
How could you not see the difference between somebody who wields who wields the power of the highest office in the world?
But in every presidential election since the beginning of this country, the president has the advantage of incumbency. Do you realize how few times the incumbent president has lost?
Let me ask you a question. Do the New York Yankees get 5 extra runs whenever they play in Yankee Stadium?
Well, I'm sure they'd like to have them.
But do they get it?
No.
The president gets 5 extra runs whenever he gets, if he gets to wield
the
power the
same
however he wants. It's absolutely the
Not
same thing.
Not the same thing.
Absolutely.
Mike, you're on the mark from Bloomsburg this morning.
Hey, good morning, man. You know what? I'm kind of tired of all the talk about getting ready to do impeachment. If Donald Trump has done all these disastrous things that's going to harm the country, hurt democracy, you know, hurt our prestige in the world, why don't the Democrats do the job and start this impeachment process instead of talking about it and running it through the rumor mill and leaks and innuendo and saying impeachment instead of collusion? Why don't they do their job?
They have started it, though, haven't they? That's the whole point. They and Nancy Pelosi came out the other day and said this is now an official investigation leading towards impeachment.
And it's not just that. You can't impeach someone because they're a bad president. You can impeach someone if they commit a crime, that's the word I'm looking for. If they commit a crime or do something that's unbecoming of the office, a president can be a jerk. A president can be a bad policymaker or just a bad person. But if they don't commit a crime, you can't just impeach them. It doesn't work that way.
Well, actually, an impeachment is a political process. It's not a criminal process.
True.
I mean, you can impeach a person for just about anything, because it's an impeachment, not a crime. But the bottom line is this. Have they formed the committees? Have they issued subpoenas? Are they doing investigations? Or are they just talking? Because to me, all I see and hear is talking instead of getting down to the business of doing it.
Well, you can't impeach people for nothing. The law says it has to be high crimes or misdemeanors.
Right. And the things that they're saying that Trump has done, I mean, all along, they said he colluded with the foreign government. I mean, actually, back then, the Democrats were colluding with foreign governments to hurt Trump. But leave that aside. They said he colluded. They said that in the Mueller report, there's evidence of the obstruction of justice. That's a crime. What are they doing about that? Now they're saying that he did this stuff with the Ukraine to try to influence an election here in the United States using a foreign government.
Well, maybe,
that, to me, is an impeachable offense.
Maybe they're building.
If he's done it, let's find out what the hell he did.
Well, that's
get
what
down
the,
to business.
That's what investigations are for. I mean, that's what the investigation is for. Maybe they're building a case.
Well, he admitted that he did talk to the Ukrainian president, and he released the transcript. But he did not say, you either do this or I'm going to withhold your money and I'm going to make life miserable for you.
That's what needs to be investigated.
But he didn't do it. And even the president of Ukraine says he didn't do it.
Because I trust the president of the Ukraine.
Oh, yeah, he's lying. Everybody who says the president didn't do anything,
everybody,
lying.
Whoa.
All the Trump people say everybody else is lying, too. So.
You don't trust the president of the Ukraine?
Why would I?
I just heard Nicole Wallace say that the Ukraine has investigated Biden, and they found no evidence of wrongdoing. So we have the mainstream media on the left, who's in the pocket of the Democrats, saying the Ukraine is a credible source, yet we have you, Chris, who's saying and mock them. So what is it?
I'm not mocking him. No,
I'm
not mocking him. What I'm saying is when one person, when the accusation is of the president lording power or lording some sort of aid to his country over him, he will say whatever he needs to.
It's just like torture.
Like, this is why torturing people is bad, to try and get information, because at some point that person's just going to give you whatever you want to say, what you want to hear.
Problem is, Mike, and I'll tell you what it is. The Democrats and the people on the left need to read some history books about the United States of America.
That's the new one.
I mean, let's face it. Every president who has ever held office has used his influence to try to effect an outcome that he wanted for his administration. Barack Obama did it. George Bush did it. George H.W. Bush did it. George Washington did it.
FDR did it.
Right. Right. So let me get this straight. All these other presidents used their power over political opponents.
No, they use their power to achieve a goal.
A goal to better the country.
Well, that's, you know,
they're
you
not. He's not bettering the country. His goal is to win the election.
It wasn't always to better the country.
Oh, well, then it was wrong.
It was sometimes to gain a political advantage.
Then it was wrong.
But they weren't impeached? Right.
Of course not. And I'm not saying, and what did I say? Did I say he should be impeached? He should be impeached later.
whoa, wait. You can't have it both ways. No.
I sure can. I can do what I want.
You're vacillating. You're vacillating, Chris. You're saying that talking about impeachment is good for hurting the president, but we really don't want to do it because that might blow up in our face.
You're vacillating.
In my past, when I vacillated, a person in authority, they said to me, Mike, either poop or get off the pot. And that's what I'm saying to Democrats in Washington. Either poop or get off the pot.
Well, thank you for that choice of words, Mike. The other one would have gotten you beeped.
Yes, it would have. in reality, I'm still thinking about it myself. I don't think impeachment's the way to go at all, if I'm being truly honest with you. I really don't think impeachment's the way to go. I think, ideally, I would rather just defeat him in 2020. I don't think that's going to happen, but I don't believe impeachment's the way to go. Okay. I don't think, you know.
Hey, Mike, thanks. We appreciate your call this morning. You
have
anything?
Take care now.
You too. Okay. Now, let me give you an example of an American president who did an impeachable act, a horrible act, something that's stripped away human rights, and he is loved and revered today. The guy's name was Abraham Lincoln, and what he took away was the writ of habeas corpus during the Civil War.
Okay. So what did he do?
He took away a constitutional guarantee. He shredded the Constitution. There was a man named Clement Vallandigham who was the head of the Copperheads in Ohio and really was disloyal to the Union. Lincoln had him shipped to Canada. Stripped the Constitution, just shredded it.
Okay. And was he a war criminal or something of that nature? Like, what was
he? He was a copperhead. He was a liberal Democrat who favored reconciling with the South and letting them keep slavery just to end the war.
Okay.
And the writ of habeas corpus was suspended because of some newspaper publishers and some others who were writing seditious things about the Union. So, but today we don't say, gee, Abraham Lincoln should have been impeached. We say, here's a guy who did what he needed to do to preserve the Union and to protect the country.
Okay, so, I mean, I know we're short on time, but I just pulled it up here. So, President Lincoln used the authority granted him under the Act of September 15th, 1863, to suspend habeas corpus throughout the Union in any case involving prisoners of wars, spies, traitors, or any member of the military.
And when was that act enacted? 1863, during the war. It was enacted during the war, and it shredded the Constitution.
Right, but
FDR shredded the Constitution when he interred Japanese citizens of the United States for no valid reason. He interred them, shipped them into concentration camps.
Absolutely,
put
and
their
that's
children
completely
in
wrong.
Cages.
And that's completely wrong.
But we didn't impeach him.
They probably should have.
Okay. There's a startling admission. Hey, we got to run for the news, but we're going to continue this. Bill, I'm sorry, from Bloomsburg. Either hang on or call back after the news, and we'll get you on right away. You're listening to On the Mark. Joe McGranahan, Chris Elio. We'll continue on WKOK Sunbury.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by MassMutual. I'm Peter King. The House Intelligence Committee has just released a redacted version of a whistleblower's report on President Trump's phone call with Ukraine's leader. Correspondent Steve Dorsey has been reading through it and joins us live from Washington.
Peter, in it, the whistleblower cites multiple U.S. government officials to accuse President Trump of using his power to solicit interference from a foreign country in the 2020 U.S. election. We now know that target was Joe Biden and his family. The whistleblower says White House officials told them they were, quote, deeply disturbed by what had transpired in the phone call. The whistleblower says White House sources told them they were directed by Trump administration lawyers to restrict access to an electronic transcript of the call. The complaint also raises concerns about Rudy Giuliani's role in the matter. In a tweet, the president says Democrats are trying to destroy Republicans. Peter?
The acting National Intelligence Director is about to testify about that report in front of the House Intelligence Committee. Former French President Jacques Chirac has died at age 86. Here's CBS's Tina Kraus.
Jacques Chirac was a fixture of French politics for decades, from prime minister to president. He was one of Europe's most vocal opponents to the 2003 U.S.-led invasion of Iraq, threatening to veto any U.N. authorization of force in the country.
The death of a Georgia man is now the 10th in the country linked to vaping. Lee Hundley is with Georgia's health department.
The case is an older gentleman who was a former cigarette smoker and then about 6 years ago had switched over to nicotine vaping.
Massachusetts has already suspended sales of e-cigarettes. Hundley says he wants to do the same in Georgia. Disinformation has apparently become a cottage industry in dozens of countries. Here's CBS's Vicky Barker.
Researchers at Oxford University say the number of countries using social media for political disinformation has more than doubled to 70 in the last 2 years. The number one platform of choice, Facebook, which experts say has failed to address the structural problems that have made it a medium for fake news. And the New York Times notes it's no longer lone hackers. Entire companies have sprung into existence whose sole business model is manipulating people to do their government's will. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Britain's Prince Harry is in Africa and this morning has some harsh words for climate change deniers.
I don't believe that there's anybody in this world that can deny science, undeniable science and facts. Science and facts that have been around for the last 30, maybe 40 years, and it's only getting stronger and stronger.
Those remarks a day after a UN report said climate change could put many of the world's coastal areas underwater before the end of the century. A half hour before the opening bell, S&P futures are up 4. This is CBS News.
Behind every moment shared with the ones you love is a plan that helped make it happen. Learn more or find an advisor at massmutual.com.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
At CDW, we get that business needs flexibility. So have CDW implement Nutanix Enterprise Cloud for your public, private, and hybrid cloud needs.
That sounds complicated.
It's not. It simply enables your business to evolve without risk, giving you the flexibility to scale up for future growth while reducing costs.
Yeah, still complicated.
It saves money.
Oh, I understand that.
IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/Nutanix.
If you're buying a home, beware of an email scam that's already cost would-be buyers billions of dollars. CBS's Meg Oliver.
Better Business Bureau investigator Steve Baker authored a new report highlighting the exploding number of similar real estate email scams. Reports of real estate fraud attempts rose 1,100% between 2015 and 2017.
80% of businesses and other organizations have gotten one of these sorts of emails in the last year.
No one knows how the hacker was able to find out the details of Dana's closing and start emailing her. The BBB's advice to consumers, use the telephone to confirm all money transactions and don't rely on email.
Tired of Alexa's voice? Now you can ask Samuel, as in actor Samuel L. Jackson, who's the first celebrity to lend his voice to the device. Amazon says $4.99 will get you Jackson's voice au naturel, expletives and all, or a cleaned up version. Peter King, CBS News.
Do you want the job done?
or the job done right? If you're hiring for your business, you want it done right. You want Glassdoor. Simply post your job on Glassdoor and just like that, it's available to over 67 million job seekers. Glassdoor only matches you with the best applicants, so you can find the right fit faster in half the resumes. Plus, they're 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. Hire better, hire faster. Start your free trial today at glassdoor.com/hire.
It's happening. Wherever cupcakes are being frosted, songs are being recorded, and engines are being tuned, ADP is designing a better way to work. With industry-leading HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll, more companies rely on ADP than any other HR partner. From small business to global enterprise, see how ADP can help you and your people achieve what you're working for at design.adp.com. ADP, always designing for people.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
And welcome back to On the Mark. I am Joe McGranahan. With me is Chris Elio, and Bill is hung on during the news break, so we have some headlines to do, but we're going to start with Bill since he was so patient. Bill, you're on the mark.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
This is for Chris. He made a statement that Trump has done nothing for this country. So here's the thing I got, right? I want Chris to name one thing that Obama has done for the country, and then I'll name one thing for Trump has done for the country, and we'll keep on going, and then we'll go back to Chris, then back to me, back to Chris, back to me, and I'll show him what Obama has done, because he says Obama has done nothing for this country.
Well, unfortunately, that would take up more time than we have on the program.
No, yeah, that's not going
to
work.
It's like four or five words. He should be able to spurt it right off the top of his head.
Okay, do you want to... Well, let's do...
Hey, one thing Trump's done, or Obama's done, just real quick.
Well, he got health insurance for roughly 30 million people that didn't have it before. And now those people are actually, I think half of them now, I think for the first time since then, since Trump tried to reverse Obamacare, that number is actually going down. So it's actually
He didn't ask you the outcome. He asked you what Obama had done. What Obama did was pass Obamacare.
All right, healthcare.
Yeah.
Trump can't cut real quick. Trump can't come out with his healthcare plan because Democrats have the House, and you know it's a fact.
Okay,
that
you're giving me an
better.
Excuse. You can't call
topic?
Me. You can't call me out on my tactic when you just did. What did Trump do? Tell me something Trump did. Don't tell me why he can't do something. Tell
energy.
Me.
Military.
Did you say trade?
He said energy.
Tax cuts.
Energy.
Energy.
Terrorists.
Energy.
Foreign policies, deregulations, jobs.
You're literally saying words. I could say words, too.
Well, what words would say?
What words would I say?
He's jobs in America. He's fighting.
I know. I said it last time.
Did
I said,
you say Trump?
I said
Trump
it last time. I was on. I have two or three jobs. I know. I live in Trump's America. I need two or three jobs to get by, so I know what it's like.
He stopped the trans-Pacific trade that Hillary and Obama were pushing because they killed us on NAFTA, and it would have set us this country in a spiral. That was the biggest thing that don't get covered that he stopped, the trans-Pacific trade.
Right, but he hasn't fixed it yet because the trade war is killing our farmers. It's
right
killing
now,
our
the
economy.
Democrats will not pass anything. He can't get the... The Canadian-New Mexico trade through because the Democrats are chasing their tail on impeachment where they can't do nothing in the House.
Hey, listen.
Our farmers, we can't do nothing. We can't sell up or down. They want to deal with us.
So listen, so this happens to every president. So why is Trump special? I mean, Mitch McConnell literally said his goal was to block every single thing Obama did. That's why Obamacare wasn't as great as it could have been, and it was still pretty great.
Obama was selling us out. They want one world order. They want to sell us out.
You're kind of like this conspiracy theory thing. I can't do this one for one thing. Like if you were like
they want NAFTA to control the whole world.
They want NAFTA to control the whole world. I think we all agree that NAFTA wasn't very good. NATO. Well, NATO wasn't...
They want one world order. It's a fact.
Okay. I think the conversation has kind of gone off the rails here. First, you called me out for my tactic in naming something Obama did that was positive for this country.
I'm not doing this again.
Okay. And then compared it to what Trump had done, and you just threw a bunch of words out. Energy, this, that, trade, blah, blah, blah.
Well, you're the caller, Bill. We'll give you the last word. You don't want it?
Okay. 2020.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, thanks for calling.
1-800-795-9565.
Email us at onthemarketwkok.com. Now, take off your partisan hat, put on your newsman hat, and give us the headlines.
All right. In state news, Governor Tom Wolf says he is now in favor of legalizing marijuana for recreational use and is asking lawmakers to consider it. Wolf's announcement Wednesday and advances his position from December when he signaled that he was open to taking a look at it as it gathered popularity and momentum, particularly in the bordering states. Before last winter, he had dismissed this idea. Wolf is a Democrat, made the announcement while releasing a report from Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman's statewide listening tour on legalizing marijuana. He supports decriminalizing it and the possession of small amounts of marijuana, although the legislature hasn't passed legislation to that effect yet. Valley U.S. Republican lawmakers reacted to the memorandum released Wednesday, which is the topic we're talking about here, on President Trump's phone call with Ukraine's president. U.S. Senator Pat Toomey, in a statement, says the memo revealed no quid pro quo, which we've already gone through. U.S. Congressman Fred Keller says that the transcript proves the Democrats' impeachment inquiry is baseless. He says that the Democrats' standard operating procedure under Speaker House Pelosi is ready, fire, aim. We will have comments from Senator Bob Casey, the Democratic Bob Casey later on today, as he was on a phone conference yesterday. And finally, 17 states, including Pennsylvania, are suing to block the Trump administration rules weakening the Endangered Species Act. The lawsuit filed Wednesday in federal court in San Francisco follows a similar challenge filed last month by several environmental groups, including the Humane Society and the Sierra Club. The new rules begin taking effect today. They, for the first time, allow officials to consider how much it would cost to save a species. They also remove blanket protections for animals newly listed as threatened to make it easier for creatures to be removed from the protected list. The administration and congressional Republicans have said the changes improve the law. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said they eased a regulatory burden on the American public without sacrificing conservation goals. Democratic Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson called it death by a thousand cuts for the law.
Thank you, Chris. And On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at www.sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open, 1-800-795-9565. The fog machine is on and running at full speed. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. On the Mark brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. You can find them on the web at www.sunburymotors.com. Check out their online specials. You can build a Ford car or truck to your specifications, and click on a coupon for the Works Fuel Saver Package. What does the Sunbury Motor Company sell? Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln cars. They are the premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, and all sizes of trucks, and a master towing service with decades of experience. We have some things to catch up on here. One of our emailers brings up a very interesting point. He says that Joe Biden and Bill Clinton signed a treaty regarding cooperation between the USA and the Ukraine for prosecuting crimes. And he sends a screenshot along of it, and it says this. This treaty provides for a broad range of cooperation in criminal matters. Mutual assistance available under the treaty includes taking of testimony or statements of persons, providing documents, records, and articles of evidence, serving documents, locating or identifying persons, transferring persons in custody for testimony or other purposes, executing requests for searches and seizures, or assisting in proceedings related to the restraint, confiscation, forfeiture of assets, restitution and collection of fines, and any other form of assistance not prohibited by the laws of the requesting state. That's a treaty that exists between the United States and the Ukraine. And so, which sounds to me like the president was just asking them to utilize that. And gosh, we're way behind on some texts. One of our texters says, so Trump mentioning something about Biden's corruption is bad, but Biden threatening to withhold promised aid unless the Ukraine fires a prosecutor for investigating his son, that's okay. Doesn't meet the smell test. No, it smells like a large pile of excrement. And Rick, you're on the mark this morning.
Well, you just blew my fire. That's what I was going to say. Don't the Democrats want to impeach Trump for what Joe Biden did? He put pressure on a world leader and said, we're going to withhold money unless you fire that prosecutor. I'm leaving in 6 hours. That's what time you got. And he said, son of a blank, if they didn't do it.
So this is when
Scrapper is pretty good, but that is exactly. You seem like a nice kid, Chris, but isn't that exactly what you want with the Democrats? I ain't saying you.
I feel like
the Democrats want to impeach Trump for.
I feel like he verbally tussled my hair on that one.
Like you were like, if you had any.
You're a good kid. You're good. So this is when Biden was vice president, correct? This wasn't like.
Vice president, yes,
right.
He was vice president, but he had the authority from the president.
Right, no, absolutely.
To do whatever he had to do.
So
this
okay.
Is just the same thing. He had 6 hours.
Right. So I don't know.
And that prosecutor got fired.
So I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to tell you that I don't know the circumstances of that case. Okay, I don't know why the prosecutor.
Well, just watch that tape right there. But that, I mean, even beyond that, that's true. That's on tape.
Okay,
but
no, I'm not
you
saying.
Trying to impeach, not you, the Democrats trying to impeach Trump for what Joe Biden did.
If
Joe Biden does get elected, we can impeach him immediately.
No, because he didn't do that. See, so this is the deal. And I think this is where me and Joe and I differ as well. Like, the difference between trying to gain an advantage over a political rival as the president of the United States is wrong. It's just wrong. It's unethical.
Right.
However,
I agree. That's
however,
just wrong.
However, I agree.
Joe Biden's not the screen scrapper. There's nobody on that list that Trump's afraid of. But believe it, if you want to believe they're rare, that's some hard competition. Go ahead.
Right.
But what
it.
I'm saying is, if Joe Biden is a scranton scrapper, if he's elected, we should be able to impeach him immediately because he did what you're saying Trump did.
Yeah, it's kind of, sort of. It's a different situation.
That kind of, sort of. That one's on tape. He's looking at his watch.
It's not the same.
Man, you got 6 hours.
It wasn't the same exact thing, and that's the point.
He's a big guy.
I think it's a different circumstance.
You're right. What Joe Biden did was much worse.
He's a D, not an R. So it is different. I'll say that.
What Biden did, I think, was worse. He demanded a guy be
fired. If you
really want
to get into politics, just be real. Be yourself.
No, I agree.
Tell the truth and believe in what you say.
I agree.
Yeah, you know what? You're right, Rick. That was wrong for Joe Biden to do that.
Yeah.
That was a wrong thing.
I agree with you.
Trying to get a $50,000 a month job, no-show job for his son. And I'd love to be able to look into all the spouses of all the people in power in Washington and see how exactly they do get rich.
No, absolutely. And I agree with you.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I would have to look into what the Biden situation was. But if what you're saying is true and I believe you, I have no reason to not believe you, I would say that that's wrong as well. I've always been honest about that. If somebody's doing something, regardless of what letter they have next to their name, it's wrong. Wrong is wrong, and that's just that.
See, now, if you would come around, you could almost convince me. If all the Democrats were like you, you could almost convince me to say, you know what? There are Democrats out there that are real and honest.
Well, sorry, I appreciate
Rick,
that.
Rick, you don't know him that well.
I'm trying to give you a compliment. You seem like a nice kid, and you do believe in it. And I do believe. Just keep being honest. Don't
hey, Rick, you don't know him that well.
Be honest with yourself.
Okay.
Don't get political.
Thank you, Rick.
Have a good day.
You too. Take care, buddy. We appreciate your call. Stan, you're on the mark.
Yeah, unfortunately, while I was on hold, everything I was going to say, Chris said. But I do want to tell Chris, I admire his fire and what he's doing, but you're fighting winning or losing battles
I know.
In this area because people are just not open-minded. They hear something on Fox, and that's it. They don't research anything. How many people say, well, they won? Who's they?
Right.
Nobody knows. Nobody's educated. Nobody takes the time. They just, oh, I heard it. Somebody told me at the bar. Somebody told me here. Thank God the rest of the country isn't like this immediate area when it comes to ignorance in politics.
Well, here's the thing. I do this on Facebook.
Wait a second. So we disagree with you. That means we're ignorant in politics, huh? You personally know everything that's right, and the rest of us are just ignorant hillbillies.
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying I try to see what the truth is. When I look up things, I look at who is saying it. What is the reference point? Are they reliable? Or are they? Which way are they leaning? What's their? I take time before I make an opinion, and I get educated on it. I don't just say, oh, well, they said. If I say something, I know who said it, or I wouldn't say it.
Well, I agree that's a good thing, but I mean, I watch people, you're accusing people of drinking the Fox News Kool-Aid. I would tell you that I flip back and forth between MSNBC, CNN, and Fox most of the day, and I find that MSNBC is serving up a brand of Kool-Aid that's just as bad as anything Fox ever served up, but in the other direction.
I completely with that. I can't watch MSN, and I totally against everything Trump's done, but they're just unrealistic, and they need to. They're just pandering to their base. But then again, so is Fox. Up until lately, when finally they have some real news people that are telling the truth instead of the Hannitys and the personalities.
But then they have.
Well, bear in mind the Hannitys aren't news people. They are opinion people.
Yeah, but they have. I mean, come on, Laura.
Shepard Smith Laura is
Ingram,
a news person.
Laura Ingraham is ridiculous. I mean, she's like making fun of a 16-year-old girl.
And
I mean,
so
come on, can she get herself together?
So is Rachel Maddow to me.
I mean, she's
they're
not making fun
bad.
Of children. She's just nailing on the president and his, like, look, President Trump opens himself up to ridiculousness. The guy is constantly saying and doing things that are worth ridicule. I hate to say that. It's just a fact. We all know it. You've even admitted it, that you don't like the things he says, that you don't agree with the things he does on Twitter, and you wish he would stop tweeting. Like, you've all said this before. But, so, you know, he's opened himself up to the comedy show. But back to what Stan was saying, I am fighting a losing battle. I get that. Most of the Trump supporters that I debate or that I have arguments or discussions with, I know I'm never going to convince them. I'm never going to convince Joe McGranahan to see my side of the story. However,
am I going to convince you to see my side?
No.
Okay,
well,
that makes me bad.
Well,
you right?
No. That's not entirely true because I've already capitulated a little bit that hey, Biden shouldn't have done this. That wasn't a good idea. That was not something he should have done. But I will never hear you say Trump shouldn't have been on the phone with the Ukrainian president trying to get political information or an advantage over his political rival. Like, none of you will ever say that. And that's the point. Like, that's exactly the point. I think that's the key difference is that not only do I care, I've gotten to a point where I know I'm not going to convince you. I'm now speaking to you on a local airwaves to try and just reach out to people who are listening who may be on the fence.
We're not local. We cover all the way between New York and Maryland.
Whatever. Wherever. Okay, so on the eastern seacoast, the northeastern, and I'm here trying to just get people who are on the fence that will not call in, that don't have the guts or whatever.
Stan, we'll give you the last word.
I just don't understand why people take one piece and then, well, that's the way Trump is and we want to stick with him. When, if you look at it, if you're a religious person, he's done so many things that are against, that a religious person should say, I can't be behind this person. I mean, if you're poor, he's a billionaire. He takes from everyone. He's going to bankrupt our company like he did all his, our country, like he's done his company.
Okay.
How can you support him? He's a racist. Unfortunately, that's the key. His boss. I hate to open a can of worms at the end here, but that's the key thing. He's a racist, and he's tapped into the racist part of our country, and that's his supporters. And they're willing to overlook everything else to keep down somebody else.
Okay, Stan. We got to run. Hey, thank you, Stan from Cole Township. Called again. We appreciate your comments. 1-800-795-9565. We got to take a break to stay on schedule. We are behind on texts, but we'll catch them up, and we have a call pending. We invite your participation. 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com or text us at 70236.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
In an average lifetime, we have 7 to 10 major events. We buy our first car, rent or buy our first home, get married, start a business, have children, a child starts driving, and we retire. But life is not always average or predictable. For all of life's events, common or exceptional, Sholly Insurance Agency is here to help. Family owned and operated in Lewisburg, Sholly Insurance Agency offers coverage for your home, auto, life, business, and employee benefits through best-in-class carriers like Grange Insurance. Sholly Insurance Agency, we're here to help. Visit us at shollyagency.com.
The Shikellamy Braves play on WKOK.
Shikellamy
Braves football on WKOK is sponsored by Murray Motors Chevrolet, Applebee's and Sealands Grove, APW, Shock Law Offices, Blaze Alexander Ford, Pennsylvania Mentor, Peters Home Appliance Center, Service Electric Cable Vision, Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC Truck, Service First Federal Credit Union, Sunbury Motor Company. Catch Shikellamy Braves football pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Yeah. So much rhythm. Babysitting your kids while they play the jazziest jazz I've ever heard jazzed is totally fine. But what's actually frustrating is the check you're handing me and the days it will take to clear. Next time, just send me money with Zelle.
Night out better. Pay your sitter easily with Zelle. Look for Zelle in your banking app.
Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle. Zelle is an early warning services trademark.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. With me is Chris Elio. And we're a little behind on texts and emails. Want to get to them. We have a call pending. We invite your participation. One of our emailers says, the word of the day, believing. Trump will not be leaving the White House in 2020. And that's signed by Rich. He says, Chris, I know you'll vote for Trump in 2020.
Yeah, well, that's never happening, but...
And we have two texts from two different people. One says the White House has left no choice but to force the Democrats to start impeachment proceedings by withholding the whistleblower's report. The White House administration is lawless. Well, they did release the Inspector General's report today, as I understand it, and it's on our website. It's and probably our Facebook page. It's been posted there if you want to read it. Another texter says, hi, the great Trump behind the curtain has made all protected animals and clean air and health care free game. He is making America go back in time. The Trump family business is profiting from the president, and that is lawless. Okay, we have a call from Paul. Paul, you're on the mark with a hypothetical question.
Okay, if man could impeach God, whom would they get to replace him for man has to show his loyalty to something or someone.
Why?
I think it'd be Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Yeah. I was going to go Yogi Bear, but that's just me. Why would I, like, see, this is the difference between, you know, a God-fearing person and someone who doesn't believe. I happen to not believe, so I don't have to show my loyalty to anything other than, you know, my fellow man, and not even that. I don't have to genuflect or bow down to a person or to anything. I just, you know, I follow the natural order of things and just try and be kind to people. Like, that's what I follow. That is the creed that I follow. So my answer would be, if you impeach God, just leave it vacant.
You would just leave it vacant. More or less go with the law of nature.
Yeah, I mean, well, within reason.
You know, we're arguing here, as Paul often does, how many angels are dancing right on the head of a pin.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's irrelevant. We're not going to impeach God, and there's no process for doing so, and there would be no reason to do so unless we don't like him, and if we don't like him, we don't have to worship him.
Well, that would be a TV-worthy
event. Paul has asked another imponderable question, as always.
That would be a TV-worthy event, though, I think.
One of our texters says, Chris, are you listening to yourself?
Uh-huh.
Biden did exactly what you're accusing Trump of, and Biden's reason was for his son's personal gain.
And that was wrong.
And then another says, the Dems asked the Ukraine to investigate Trump last year. That's okay, but Trump mentioning it is bad. What a joke. I haven't heard that story.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one either. And just to clarify yet again, just so, because I know how people like to just like generalize, the major difference is that Trump is president, trying to gain, you know, for political gain. Biden was trying to do something for his family. Both wrong. However, again, the whataboutism thing is ridiculous and rampant.
The moral equivalency between the two, how do you see a difference?
I don't necessarily see a difference. What I see is, if that story about Biden had come out at the time, then that should have been dealt with at the time.
But
the point. It's just like we can go
the
through.
President Trump has gained nothing because the Ukraine has not conducted an investigation or turned over to him any pertinent facts.
But
that would tend to smear Vice President Biden. But Vice President Biden got something tangible. He got his son, who was drummed out of the military, a $50,000 a month job in the Ukraine.
But again, it's a whataboutism situation where that's not happening now. That was years ago. That happened in the past. Now, if you want to try and bring him to justice now, so be it. God bless you. That's great.
Why do you think Biden's dropping in the polls now? He's behind Elizabeth Warren in the national polls.
I think there's a million reasons.
Well, the main reason is that Rudy Giuliani's calling him Sleazy Joe. People are starting to look at Biden and say, hey, maybe he isn't Mr. Squeaky Clean.
Giuliani's a nut job.
No, he's not. He's a good man. Frank, you're on the mark.
Good morning. I really was reluctant to jump into the insanity here, but that last caller with God being judged, I really just, who would take him out of the office? If this is where people think, this is how they equate their political, so aligned with their religion, you know, there is something called the Constitution, and it really needs to separate church from state.
Yes.
I just see the lines getting crossed. What I appreciated in the comments that your host made, I don't know your name, I can't pull you out
my
of
name,
the hat here.
My name is Chris.
You were willing to criticize Biden. And even though you're maybe an independent voter, maybe you're, you know, but you know, when you are, what I've noticed in the news, in the pattern, and I have said this so many times, if you are getting your news from one source, you are not getting all the facts.
Right.
You really are limiting yourself to a really intelligent conversation. And I'll tell you, the best program next to WKOK is Live on Air is NPR All Sides Considered. Because even if you don't like what you're hearing, it's presented. And it lets the person make and collecting the facts to the best of the ability. But when I appreciate a news outlet as being credible is when they correct an open mistake, a blatant, we screwed up, we didn't have all the facts. I've never heard Fox backtrack on anything.
They have. I've heard them a couple of times.
Well, good.
And
I'll take your credibility. I'll take your word because I know you're a thinker.
And I will also...
I honestly haven't heard, while I have viewed, and I have said this, I watched them for a decade, and I thought they knew everything. And then I started listening to other news outlets.
Well, let me give an example.
You're going to close your door on that.
No,
boy, you are going to be deceived. You will.
Let me give you an example of something that happened yesterday. A story came out from CNN saying that President Trump's is it the national security head or somebody who was going to testify was going to resign because he was told that he wouldn't have free speech before a Senate or House committee that he's testifying before. He issued a statement saying, "This is not true. I never intended to resign. Never said I was going to resign. I'm not going to resign. I'm here for the long haul." And this morning, CNN is, quote, sticking by its reporting. So
okay.
How do we know? I mean, first of all, the guy saying, I didn't
do it.
There
you go. How do we know all the facts?
Right.
Or what is to be presented as truth? Yeah.
Someone once told me years ago, and I believe that, and it was it's kind of cynical, but somebody who taught me news when I was starting out in my career said, Joe, the news is what we say it is. And stop and think about that for a minute. That's true. If we come on here and tell you that this is the news, we could pick and choose from 100 different stories every day to lead a newscast with. But we make the determination of what's important. We do. And what's that based on? We all are fallible, and we all have prejudices, and we all have biases. So
right.
We're looking at those
yes.
stories, and we're going to make a decision based on what we think's important. Now, you may entirely disagree.
Well, and it's not like that anymore, though. It was way worse back in the day because you didn't have a thing like the internet where you can go and search out whatever news
Check,
you want.
Yeah.
So, like, Walter
Check
Cronkite
that.
Was like
but
the
you still
guy.
But you still don't know if you're getting it good or bad. Hey, I had a lot of faith in Walter Cronkite, and I believe when he told me something, it was the truth.
And now, but see, that's what's interesting because now you're seeing a lot in history. Historically, a lot of the facts that supposedly came out were not full facts. There's a lot of things
yeah.
about the Vietnam War, a lot of things about the Korean War, a lot of things about the Cold War, a lot of things about the Kennedy presidency, a lot of things about the Nixon presidency. Like a lot of things historically that are coming out that are different than what were originally.
Yeah, there's one thing that bothers me is when. In the past summer months, and then President Trump criticizing Fox for not what's going on there. When the mentality of the president thinks he owns a network
that's bad.
To promote his, that bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the things I've heard in his presidency, that one.
But in all honesty, didn't Barack
the man exhausts,
Obama?
Yeah, he exhausts everybody.
Didn't Barack Obama own MSNBC? They never said an unkind word about him.
That could be possible.
But
in the end, there wasn't. All right. Well, listen, just like your a guy there who operates and controls on the phone, I need to decompress every day after the show.
I'm sorry.
After the news. Like, I need to do something. Watch America's Funniest Home Videos and all that and YouTube.
Nothing like a funny dog video. I'll
nothing
agree with
like
you, Frank. And
right.
I'm sorry we got
yeah,
your blood boiling.
All we're doing is chasing like a dog chasing its tail. Doesn't
hey,
know any better.
Do yourself a favor.
But the thing is,
do yourself a favor if you're looking for a funny video to decompress on YouTube. Look up one called One Sneezy Boy, B-O-I. It's hilarious. It's a great dog video.
Okay.
Okay, I'll do that. Go chase your tails, guys.
Bye. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate your call. Take care. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free hotline number. We're catching up on our texts. One of our texters says, good morning. The Red Hats have forgot the fact that Trump is violating the Constitution of the United States. The phone conversations are only one impeachment issue. The Clinton impeachment, less than 2 years after the Republicans controlled the White House, the Senate, and the House, the Republicans in the Senate will not go against the almighty clown in the White House.
That's true.
And that's from Bob. And we got to take a quick break to stay on schedule. Give us your thoughts and comments. 1-800-795-9565. Should we impeach the clown in the White House, or is the clown in the White House a really good guy who's working very hard to do what's best for the United States of America? Your opinions are welcome. Chris's are not.
The stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation support enhancing the evangelical experience. Here's what Evangelical Community Hospital means to some of our neighbors.
Hi, this is Grace Mann, serving with Evangelical on one of our committees, and also within the community with all the other works that Evangelical does. And over the years that we've been here, it's just continued to grow within my family and as well as in our community. The hospital is engaging in a big campaign right now in order to accommodate and allow people to have and be in their own room. It's an amazing thing that we've undertaken. It is where people need to be in order to get better and to have the best health care possible. Don't hesitate to reach out. We are so fortunate to have Evangelical in our community for everything they do for our health care, as well as all of us here in the community and the other areas that they support.
Join us in supporting this campaign that will give every patient a private room. Visit evanhospital.com.
For the first time ever in the Susquehanna Valley, it's Biter's Trade-In Event. Trade in or donate your old for new and get great savings. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, find your perfect mattress from the area's best selection in Biter's Sleep Center. 2, trade in any old mattress and get $199 off any new twin, $249 off a new full or queen, and $349 off any new king mattress. 3, we deliver your new mat and properly dispose of the old one. Plus, get a bonus $99 towards an adjustable base when you trade in your old box spring. Got furniture to trade in? Get $99 off any new sofa or love, $149 off any new sectional, and $59 off a new recliner when you trade in or donate your old one. Biter's trade-in event lasts only through the end of September, so don't delay. See our flyer at biters.com. That's B-E-I-T-E-R-S.com, or on our Facebook page. Then head to Biter's in South Williamsport, Lock Haven, Sunbury, Mansfield, or Milton today. See store for complete details.
Sarcoma. Odds are you've never heard that word before. For the 40 people diagnosed with sarcoma every day, it is a life-changing word. Because sarcoma is cancer. Through awareness, advocacy, and research, the Sarcoma Foundation of America is bringing hope to the families whose lives have been turned upside down by a cancer they had never heard of until diagnosis. Please join us in the fight to find the cure for sarcoma. For more information on the work of the Sarcoma Foundation of America, go to curesarcoma.com.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones. Phillies in action today. Back tomorrow from Maryland. 3 to 5, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Got to be Boz Skaggs. Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan with Chris Elio. We have a call, an email, and a text pending. So let's take the text quickly. One says, good morning. In response to Joe, the only reason the White House released the whistleblower report is because the whistleblower was going to the House to testify. The House made it clear it was going to start the impeachment investigation. That is the only reason. And as Chris points out, he brought the report in from the whistleblower. The whistleblower admits he has no firsthand knowledge of any of this stuff.
Yeah, that would worry me right off the bat.
In court, isn't that called hearsay? And it's not admissible in most courts.
I don't know.
Unless it's an excited utterance, and this doesn't sound like an excited utterance.
No, I mean, the only thing that might save it here is that it seems to be in an official capacity, that it's a normal thing to have officials report to each other, and it's kind of a... like a, you know, the way that they do things, but I don't know. Like, this is outside of my pay grade, honestly.
And an emailer says, MB says, I have not yet heard what is the issue of the violation of law that justifies even an investigation to a possible impeachment. Not, we don't like his call. Not, we don't like his tone. Not, he's not presidential. What law did he break?
Abuse of power. It's simple as that. It's abuse of power.
But that's subjective.
If you lord over another country,
but he didn't. There's no quid pro quo. There has to be causation.
It appeared that way, and that's what the investigation was.
And it appears that Joe Biden got his son a very lucrative job.
I'm dismissing all that. That's okay. Whataboutism. That's not happening now. That's not happening now. Neither one of those people were president of the United States.
And that doesn't matter. You're saying that nobody's
that's the
above
most
the law.
Part of it.
Saying nobody's above the law. That means they're not above the law either.
No, they're not. But if Donald Trump, the man, did this, no one would give a damn.
Well, that'll get us thrown off the air. Did you beep that, Rob? All right, Lance, you're on the mark.
Okay. Now, I think that both of President and old Joe are doing things that are perfectly legal, and I say this for this reason. New York State has put everything they have behind killing the NRA. Okay? They're using every bit of their power they have with the banks. You don't do business with them. They with the suppliers, you don't do business with them. Any people who are like marketing for the organization, they've done it.
Right.
And it's all legal.
And California California has put out a list of states that you're not allowed to go to if you work for them because they don't like their stance on LGBTQ issues.
That's the same thing. Well, also, they've done that for NRA, too.
Yeah.
They said that they are a terrorist organization. So when they come along with these red flag laws, well, if you're in a jurisdiction and you go to a judge and say, hey, this guy's a life member of this terrorist organization, we better, pull him.
So if
that's legal, and it is legal, well, then both Joe and Trump are doing perfectly legal.
Actually, completely different, because if a bank is a private entity,
wait a minute. He's told his banking people to do that.
Who has?
The governor of the state.
The governor of the state. Okay, so the governor of the state has decided to take a stance. Well, this is a state's rights issue then. So that's a whole different thing. It's a completely different comparison to the president of the United. Why am I ridiculous if I think that the person who holds the highest office in the world,
you're saying that
is
the president of the United States, once he is elevated to that office, he becomes some mythical creature who dispenses only justice, goodness, kindness, and wisdom. That has not been the case in this country since the beginning of our democracy, our republic.
He's not a so-called god, but what he is he's supposed to be held to a higher standard. Absolutely. And if you want to know the true crime,
a person
of
who
the
aspires
president Trump,
to the job doesn't have to rise to that level, but if they get it, they do. Come on, do you realize how ridiculous
that
is?
And if you want to know the true tragedy of the Trump administration, besides the things that he's actually done, is he has completely dumbed down the office of the president because this is okay now, that this is acceptable now, this is disgraceful.
All right,
period.
Lance, we'll give you the last word, and then we have another caller pending. Go ahead.
Lord help us if more Democrats get in office.
Okay, is that the last word?
Well, not really.
Okay.
Son, I want to tell you something. And I guess we call you son because you seem to have juvenile ideas. And the idea here, if you can tell
okay,
me how
terrific.
You can take $27 trillion worth of total income, which is how much anybody who's earning over $200,000 is going to pile up and aggregate over 10 years, and tax it to get at least $48 trillion out, well then, Put them in, man.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Lance. Greg, we'll take you, your last caller before a quick break. You're on the mark from Shamokin.
Yeah, Chris, you're waving your leftist liberal flag by dismissing the information about Biden, because he was in office when he did what he did to get his son a job in the Ukraine, withholding $1 billion in aid as a threat.
And what did I say
so
before?
Well, you said it's in the past. Well, guess what?
But what did
if
I also say?
If the statute of limitations didn't take and run out on it, he should be investigated and potentially prosecuted just like Bush is now.
Hey, Joe, do you want to tell this gentleman what I said before?
No, he did say he disagreed with what Biden did.
Thank you. And that if you wanted to bring him to justice, by all means, you go ahead and do so. But that has nothing to do with what President Trump did. It's a completely different story.
Well, it's equating the same thing.
That's fine. It doesn't matter.
The threat of withholding aid over a personal gain for a family member, or in this case, Trump's political advantage. They're not different. Powerful office in the government doing the exact same thing.
You're misunderstanding what I'm saying.
You may disagree with what Biden did and Trump does, but they are the same categorically. High government office, threat of aid to a foreign government over some kind of gain. Whether it's political or for a family member, it falls into the same category, and it should be treated just as seriously. He shouldn't even be allowed to be running for the Democratic nomination if we're following the same rules.
Sure,
and,
I guess. Sure.
No, question Elizabeth Warren on the fact that she lied about her background to be an Native American. You know, that's offensive to begin with, and impacting the fact that she's claiming to be a minority, you know, that she isn't, and misleading the American people.
And she used it to get a couple of jobs.
Oh, my God, you know, she did
nobody's
not.
Perfect, but my point is, don't try and take and brush Biden under the rug, which, you know, you said it's in the past. Well, maybe you disagree with it. But I think it warrants as equal an investigation and be treated just as seriously as Trump is going to be treated.
Okay, fair enough.
Possibly. I just think that the more immediate thing needs to be the President of the United States abusing his power.
You're talking about somebody running for the highest office that could potentially be the next president, committing just as a potential serious violation, and it's already been run through.
So then what are we arguing about?
Pretty sure that he did it.
Wait,
no different.
The difference here is that...
I want to turn this around on him real quick. So you're saying that what Joe Biden did was wrong?
Absolutely.
And that he should be investigated?
Wrong is what Trump would possibly be.
Okay, so you're saying
now,
that
Trump needs to be investigated, so does Biden.
Right. So then you're saying Trump should be impeached then if he's investigated?
No, he said he should be investigated.
No, I said he needs to be investigated. If he needs to be investigated, so does Biden.
Okay.
And if they're found guilty, then they need to be prosecuted or impeached, whatever the conclusion is. But my point is it's the same level, so they both deserve the same treatment. And Biden should be investigated right now. The same as Mr. Trump is being investigated. Whatever consequences he faces, if he's found guilty, you know, so be it. But what's good for the goose is good for the gander, and they're both in a position of power, whether it occurred in the past or current, it's still an offense of the same category, and they both need to be treated equally. That's what I'm saying.
Great. Greg, I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you so much for your call. 1-800-795-9565. We've got to take our last break. We have a text pending. We invite your call. Still got time for it at 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Join the Community Services Group team. We offer not just a job, but an opportunity to find meaningful work and have a positive impact on the lives of others. Join CSG as a mental health direct support specialist in Atlas or Cole Township, a driver and cook in Atlas, or a cook in Cole Township. Help grow and enhance the lives of adults with mental health diagnoses while teaching life skills so that they may live a fully integrated life. CSG offers a great benefits plan. To apply, visit csgonline.org, an equal opportunity employer.
Happy 20th anniversary. Pelly Ridge Sales and Service invites you to a party where you get the presents. Friday, September 27th from 8 to 5 and Saturday the 28th from 8 till 2. Get huge savings on in-stock ZTRs and lawn tractors. 5 to 10% off steel products, up to $1,000 off Mahindra tractors, 10% off parts, 15% off BCS tillers and attachments, and several demos will be for sale. It's all at the 20th anniversary sale, September 27th and 28th at Hilly Ridge Sales and Service, Route 35 of Mount Pleasant Mills. Don't miss it.
Hit refresh on your weekend and get back out on the course or the court. The sports medicine team at Sun Orthopedics of Evangelical understands how important movement is to your life. We explore every treatment option, from simple braces to the most advanced surgical techniques. And we support you through the entire healing process, making sure you're back to being a warrior every weekend. Hit refresh and get moving again. Call Sun Orthopedics of Evangelical at 1-800-598-5096.
Your wife is wearing a sweater, your daughter a parka, Junior's in shorts, and you're always adjusting the thermostat. No matter the time of year, it seems each room of your home is either too hot or too cold. Call TD Energy Experts, 570-258-8088, to install a state-of-the-art Mitsubishi heating and air system. Mitsubishi Electric brings unmatched energy efficiency, performance, and control to each room of your home. It's never been easier to keep everyone in your house comfortable without spending a fortune on your energy bills, and you could save the fall rebate if installed by November 23rd. Mitsubishi Zone Comfort Systems are 40% more efficient than conventional systems. Have TD Energy Experts install a whisper quiet Mitsubishi HVAC system with constant zone comfort solutions by November 23rd and get a fall rebate. Don't just go with a specialist for your comfort. Get the experts at TD Energy Experts. Call 570-258-8088.
Welcome back to On the Mark. Joe McGranahan, Chris Elio. We got 5 minutes left in the program. We have a couple of texts pending, but we have Cindy on the line. Cindy, you're on the mark.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
You know, last week, Mrs. Pelosi came out with a plan to control the price of some drugs in this country. It sounded to me like a really good idea, but we're never going to see it. And part of the reason we're not going to see it is because it's overwhelmed by all of this bickering.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if we really have our values in the right place.
Well,
we aren't paying attention. You know, the government cannot walk and chew gum at the same time.
Well,
they
Pelosi didn't want the impeachment. Like, Pelosi is the one that's kind of been fighting the current of impeachment, which I find surprising, honestly. But it seems that she was just overwhelmed this past week. Like, she just couldn't handle it anymore. She couldn't fight
it
any
longer. They were willing to throw away this opportunity to deal with a real pressing issue for the American people, change the lives of all the people on Medicare who require costly medication,
mm-hmm.
and by extension, many other people in this country, by controlling the price of drugs, and most particularly insulin. And yet, we're throwing this away to spend our time screaming and yelling at each other over a fence.
Cindy, I hate Donald Trump. I don't like him as my president, but I also agree with you. I think this impeachment talk is a waste of time. I agree with you.
I don't know if people understand the impeachment process, but it would have to go to the Senate,
yeah.
which is controlled by a majority of Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody believe they're going to actually impeach the president?
Nope.
So
that's why I said it's a waste of time.
He's not going to be removed from office. So here we are, spending our time throwing sticks and bricks, calling each other names, trashing each other publicly and privately, over an issue that will not be fruitful. You're not going to get it.
Stop
it. Even
there.
If the House of Representatives votes to impeach him, he will not be removed from office.
Well, stop and think for a minute. The way this system works, if the House conducts hearings and decides he should be impeached and votes to impeach him, they become then the prosecutors. The Chief Justice becomes the judge of the court, and the Senate becomes the jury. You know, it all plays out in public. And if the Republicans or the Democrats make a good case that this man has committed high crimes and misdemeanors, I believe the Senate would have no choice but to impeach him.
I disagree with you completely, because I think...
You know what I think, Joe? I think that... I think our government uses money all the time to manipulate other governments. And anybody who doesn't know that, realize that, that is the core of American diplomacy,
yep,
is not paying attention.
Right.
Why do you think we give these countries money?
Mm-hmm.
It all comes with strings attached.
Sure it does.
We will give you this money, but. We will give you this money, and. We will give you this money, if only. And we have used trillions of dollars this way to manipulate governments and people all across the world. Why are people so up in arms over this one issue? This is, as we say in the business, SOP, Standard Operating Procedure.
Right. And
don't want to give the people money in the first place, so you can imagine how I feel about it anyway. But that's beyond the point. This is routine for our government to give money to people, however it comes with a string. That you will behave this way, you will behave that way.
And
just
we're
like
out,
these trade deals aren't
Cindy,
just
we're
about
out,
selling
Cindy, we're out
goods.
Of time.
They're also about manipulating the people of that country into behaving the way we want them to behave.
Okay, Cindy, I'm sorry. We're out of time on the program. Chris, thanks so much for being here with us today. Mark
pleasure.
Lawrence will be back tomorrow and on the mark. I don't know who's with him. It's either Ben Reichle or someone else. But tune in tomorrow to find out. We have some texts that we didn't get to. Hopefully they'll get to them tomorrow. This is WKOK Sunbury.